Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, it is a mess out there. Afghanistan's a nightmare. The COVID situation is accelerating rapidly all over the world, not in the United States, everywhere. Everywhere where they give you the vaccine, COVID's exploding. Everywhere they don't give you the vaccine, COVID's dying. You think maybe I was right that you don't vaccinate in the middle of a pandemic, you let people develop natural immunity? This is turning into a nightmare. And the lies of the Biden administration on both camps, whether it's COVID or COVID vaccines or COVID vaccine mandates or COVID vaccine passports or Afghanistan or the border, it's just lies and lies and lies and lies. Breaking emergency news, State Department warns U.S. nationals to avoid traveling to the Kabul airport, disperse from airport grounds immediately. I'm going to turn out to be right. This is going to be the PR win of all time for crazy nut job Muslim extremists. See, you know, a PR win for me or you is like, ooh, we get to make money where we save someone's life. A PR win for the United States of America. We rescue a country. We liberate a country. A PR victory for a crazy Muslim extremist is you get to kill 4,000 Americans in one shot. It's like the World Trade Center all over again. Or hold 4,000 of them hostage. It's like the Iran hostage situation under Jimmy Carter all over again, except this time thousands of Americans and America's friends who helped the American army during the battle for 20-year fight for Afghanistan, as opposed to, what was it, like 300, 350, 400 people held hostage in the Iranian embassy. I should say the American embassy in Iran. It was a few hundred. It wasn't thousands. God knows what it looks like on site. I mean, I saw a picture today of Afghanis. Isn't that what you call them, Afghanis? And they were knee-deep in sewage, waiting to be rescued by the Americans, screaming for help. I don't even know what to say or do. I've led such a wonderful, pampered life compared to these people. I am so sad for them. I don't know what to say when you're in sewage knee-deep. I've never been in sewage knee-deep in my lifetime, I'm proud to say, and lucky to say, and blessed to say, screaming, please save my children. They're throwing children over the razor wire, hoping that Americans will catch them and put them on the plane and save their lives. I don't know what to say about the extreme love a parent has for their child. When you love them so much, you're willing to throw them over a razor wire to a stranger because you know that certain death awaits if the Taliban is able to take over the country. And as soon as those American jets fly away, you're going to be in total, complete darkness. And I don't mean nighttime. I mean in the daytime, it'll be total darkness. You're going to be sent back to the Stone Age 2.6 million years ago. I looked it up on Google when we took a last break. Stone Age was 2.6 million years ago. The moment that last plane takes off, everyone in your life is going to be killed and raped. So you throw your child over a razor wire while you're standing in sewage. And some of them get caught, and some of them are mutilated by the razor wire. I don't know what to say anymore. And now you're told, get away from that razor wire. Avoid traveling to the airport in Kabul. They ask those waiting outside to leave immediately, the U.S. State Department. a massive threat, maybe to bomb the area and kill hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans at the same time, or maybe a hostage situation, or a mass rape situation, a mass murder situation. Who knows what these crazy people have planned, these mentally ill nut jobs of the religious extremist Islamic world. But speaking of crazy mentally ill nut jobs, unvaccinated Delta employees are going to be charged $200 a month surcharge, says the CEO of Delta. If you don't get vaccinated by the beginning of November, he's going to bill you $200 a month. It's so crazy how backwards the thinking is, how mentally ill the CEO of Delta is, Ed Bastian. He says 75% of Delta workers are vaccinated, but he cited the rise of the Delta variant as the reason for getting as close to 100% as possible. Do you know how crazy that statement is? Do you realize the Delta variant? It has nothing to do with the vaccine? The vaccine doesn't work on the Delta variant? So you're basing the whole thing on a cockamamie lie. You realize that? Beginning November 1st, unvaccinated employees enrolled in Delta's account-based healthcare plan will be subject to a $200 monthly surcharge. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And by the way, I believe this. The average hospital stay has cost Delta $40,000 per person. $40,000 per person. Also effective immediately, all unvaccinated employees are required to wear masks in all indoor Delta settings. And the COVID-19 pay protection will only be provided to fully vaccinated employees who are experiencing a breakthrough infection. This goes into effect September 30th. So if you're unvaccinated and you get sick, the bill's on you. Or actually, it says pay protection, so maybe it has nothing to do with the bill. Maybe that's to do with whether you keep your salary while you're sick. It's all so wrong. It's all so racist. You know, except it's the wrong word because it has nothing to do with black or white. You know, we throw that word around racist to mean, you know, you hate someone because they're black. And I think it's because you hate someone because they're white, like Democrats do. And this isn't about that, but it's like racism to take one group, the unvaccinated, and to say, yeah, wear yellow armbands like Nazi Germany. That's what you're saying. You're going to be charged a surcharge, and you're not going to have pay protection. So if you get COVID, your life's over. Your life is ruined. You're not going to pay your bills. You're going to lose everything. You're not going to laugh. With all this pressure, it's incredible the pressure corporate America has put on people to get a vaccine. It's still only 50% vaccinated in the United States of America, right around that number. Can you imagine without the pressure, nobody would have ever gotten vaccinated? My fiance Cindy looked at me today and she's like, everyone I know who's vaccinated did it only because they would have lost their jobs and their income. They forced everyone to choose between starving to death or living in abject poverty or keeping your job and life is exactly wonderful and the same as it's always been. You have a nice house, you have a nice wife, you have a nice car, everything's fine. All of a sudden, the next day, you're living in, you're thrown into poverty. All because you wouldn't take a vaccine. Why is that different than saying, because you're black, fired, because you're white, you're fired? It's massive prejudice. It's massive discrimination. And it's all based on lies. It's not based on science. There is no science. It's lies. Because here's a great headline for you. Trust the science. The CDC counts people dying within 14 days of getting the vaccine as unvaccinated. So no wonder they make the numbers look like everybody who dies is unvaccinated. It's probably because everyone who dies got the vaccine in the last 14 days. So they count them as unvaccinated. But they're vaccinated. That's how you make up lying statistics in Nazi Germany with propaganda. That's what Goebbels would have done. Is it Goebbels? I think that's you pronounce it. Goebbels, right? You just lie. You change the numbers. Oh, he was vaccinated 13 days ago, and he just died of COVID. Oh, Markham is unvaccinated. First of all, the reason they're dying within 14 days of getting the vaccine is probably because the vaccine killed them. That's the truth. You have no idea how many people are dying from the vaccine. How many people I've heard of who died right after getting the vaccine, and suddenly the doctors called it COVID, and the parents or the children or the relatives were like, what do you mean they didn't die of COVID? They died of the vaccine. No, we're calling it COVID. Because the hospital gets the $39,000 bonus, I'm assuming they still get. And they certainly don't, even if they don't get the bonus, they don't want to say you died from the vaccine. Someone's going to be in a lawsuit. So they just make the story up. Anyone who dies within 14 days of getting the vaccine is now counted as unvaccinated. That's fascinating. That's just fascinating fraud. And then, you know, I wrote this whole new book coming out, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And I said, as soon as you do vaccine passports, you're just going to kill everybody. You're going to drive everyone out of business. You're going to upset the entire American economy. It's going to be an economic collapse. And no one believed me. Chris, if the music's on, I can't hear it. There we go. It doesn't have to be that loud. It could be in between. There we go. I know. I'm a complainer. I know. I want it just right. Papa Bear's too big and Mama Bear's... And I'm just right. The music's just right now. Thank you. See, you got it just right. Get woke, go broke. That's what my whole book is about, right? Well, the New Orleans Saints said you can't come to our games without being vaccinated. So there's a game on Sunday, and the tickets are being given away online for $1. An NFL preseason ticket for $1. And I'm guessing nobody wants them. Oh, my God. You're wrecking America. Just wrecking it. This was the plan. Chinese in trouble.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I see a great article right now. Right now at Zero Hedge is a great article by Glenn Greenwald, who is a... You know, what's so weird is there are liberals who agree with me on things now. Glenn Greenwald is a big liberal who hated Trump and writes for The Guardian in England. Everything he's written lately, I've agreed with. Bill Maher is a big liberal in the United States. Real Time on HBO by Bill Maher. And I agree with everything he's said lately. There are some enlightened liberals coming around on these issues of freedom and woke culture and cancel culture. And what they're doing about COVID, the lockdowns and the vaccine mandates, they're all insane. And so there's an article that reminds me of what I argued a year and a half ago. It's a Glenn Greenwald says the bizarre refusal to apply cost-benefit analysis to COVID debates. I didn't even need to read the whole thing. I read a couple paragraphs. I know what the whole article's about. It's what I've been arguing for a year and a half, that we all know for a fact you can eliminate all 40,000 automobile accident deaths in the United States. Every one of them could be eliminated if you just made the speed limit 5 miles an hour. But nobody wants that, because even though those lives would be saved, nobody would ever get where they got to go. It's unrealistic to drive 5 miles an hour, or 10, or 15, or 20, or 25. If you even lowered it to 25 on the highway, nobody would ever get where they wanted to go. The only way we can live a decent life is to drive 60 and 70 and 80 on the highway, to get to work, to get back from work, to get back to our families, to get to meetings, to get to the gym, to get to dinner, to get to parties, to get to weddings, to get to funerals. No matter what it is, you need to speed. You know, I have a need to speed. I feel the need to speed. Wasn't that a famous saying in a movie? So we all know if you lowered the speed limit to 5 miles an hour, nobody would die in a highway accident anymore. But we don't do it because society would be destroyed. Goods wouldn't get to market. People would never get where they got to go. So why is it so mean when you are like Wayne Root and you say, look, COVID's terrible. I admit it. It's real and it's terrible. But you can never lock us down because it costs too much money. We did the math the other day. It's like $1 million a person that gets sick in Australia because they're locked down. They're spending $1 million for every single person to get sick. Not even everyone who dies. Just for everyone who gets sick, they're spending $1 million. Well, I don't need to spend $1 million when I get sick. If I got the flu, do you need to give me $1 million? Hell, I wish I would get sick and you'd give me $1 million. Boy, I'll get sick tomorrow for 3 days for $1 million. Give me the money. Give me the check. You can't give $1 million to every person who gets sick. You can't spend $1 million on every person who gets sick. You go bankrupt. Why is that cold-hearted? It's no different than driving and the speed limit argument. There's a point at which it's not cost-effective. You can't go 5 miles an hour on the highway, even if it saves 40,000 people a year. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make sense. And the same argument applies to COVID. You can never lock us down. It doesn't make sense. And the COVID vaccine will bankrupt America. Look at the New Orleans Saints games. The tickets are selling this weekend for $1 online. And that makes sense because a friend of my fiance Cindy just called today and said she owns season tickets with the Vegas Raiders and she's never getting the vaccine. So that's it. She's done. She lost all her money. She waited 2 years. She was a good person. She bought those tickets. She made the Raiders rich. And she made the Raiders owner already at hundreds of millions of dollars rich, Mark Davis. And now he's keeping her money. He won't let her in the stadium. I'm telling you, this is the end of business in America. You're going to kill the NFL. You're going to kill stadiums. You're going to kill the teams. You're going to kill business, restaurants, concerts, conventions, hotels. If you guys want to demand a passport at the door, you're finished. Just like we'd all be finished if you made the speed limit 5 miles an hour on a highway. That was the Wayne Root argument from day one. Thank you, Glenn Greenwald. Asset Strategies is the sponsor of this segment. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single segment on every single show. The world is in crisis. The root's on fire. The world's on fire. If you haven't bought gold or silver yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. But when I need gold or silver, I go to Michael and Rich Checking at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now they're offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the price of gold. Well, supplies last. They're the definition of honesty. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients, zero complaints. Call them today, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with private sector leaders to discuss modernizing U.S. infrastructure to handle cybersecurity threats. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying roughly 500,000 cybersecurity jobs around the United States remain unfilled. The withdrawal of American citizens and vulnerable Afghans from Afghanistan is continuing. This comes as the White House says it's still on track to meet President Biden's August 31st deadline to pull out the remaining American forces from the country. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the Biden administration's handling of the Afghanistan evacuations.
What is happening is just a dismantling of what we have had with our partners and allies to defend against this war on terror.
USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alaroot, otherwise known as The Warrior. Phone number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Calls for the rest of the show. The Root's on fire. You're with Wayne Alaroot on USA Radio Network, coast to coast, raw and unfiltered. The only show of its kind, by the way. No script, no notes, no teleprompter, no assistants. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I shoot from the hip, speak from the heart, let it fly, and take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. Every day we go to war right here on USA Radio, Wayne Alaroot Show. A little housekeeping. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. wayneroot@gmail.com. All my columns and stories and topics on this show are all inspired by you, ideas you send me, and your rants. wayneroot@gmail.com. My website, rootforamerica.com. Go see my video of me on the Steve Bannon show, The War Room. Believe it or not, even though I'm War, Wayne Alaroot, his show is called The War Room. And I was on there on Monday, and it was a great appearance, and my book skyrocketed. The great Patriot Protest and Boycott book skyrocketed. It's a number one in multiple categories at Amazon, both my paperback and my Kindle edition. Multiple number one categories because of one appearance on the Steve Bannon show, The War Room. And you can watch it right now at root4america.com. And when you want to see my opinions all day on the big issues of the day, I used to say go to Parler. Now my favorite site is Getter, G-E-T-T-R, G-E-T-T-R, G-E-T-T-R.com, or the Getter app. And I'm at Wayne Root at Getter, at Wayne Root. And, of course, my podcast every day called War Raw. Anywhere you download podcasts, look for War Raw by Wayne Alaroot. So there's just so many issues to get to. Here's a gal I love. Rachel Bush says the vaccinated people are putting the unvaccinated at risk after Bills players get sent home. Rachel Bush is not happy with the NFL's coronavirus protocols. Bush is married to Bills star safety Jordan Poyer, and she's never been one to hold back her opinions following Cole Beasley and three other players being sent home because of a close contact situation within the organization. She cut loose on Twitter with her thoughts on coronavirus and the vaccine. She said all these headlines should be starting off with vaccinated staff member. But the reason we are missing five guys right now is because of a vaccinated person. Call it like it is. And then she said, I don't want to point fingers at the staff member. Either he or she had no choice. They got vaccinated to keep their job. But it's the rules that need to be addressed and changed because the vaccinated are putting others at risk. It's very clear now. You see, Cole Beasley's unvaccinated. He's an NFL player, unvaccinated. Proudly so, loudly so. Beasley didn't cause anyone to get coronavirus, but he's been sent home for several days because he's unvaccinated. So despite the fact he did nothing wrong and tested negative, he's still paying a price. It's unbelievable. Here's an NFL reporter. Per a source, Cole Beasley and Gabriel Davis passed this morning's COVID test, came back negative, but have still been removed from the facility and must undergo a five-day reentry process as close contacts to a member of the team's training staff who tested positive for COVID. And the same Pat Leonard says, this underscores two sides of the coin. One, if players were vaccinated, they wouldn't have to be out for 5 days. But two, a vaccinated player or staff can still test positive, which can contribute to an outbreak or spread in a building that could compromise a game. Look, all the doctors I know, I've been very nice to vaccinated people. I go out to dinner all the time. I don't ask people, are you vaccinated or not? I've seen all the articles that say they're spreading. Spike proteins are coming out of them. They're spreading them. They're getting us sick. I kiss them. I hug them. I shake their hands. I sit with them at dinner. I've never gotten COVID. I'm healthy as a horse. all is well. And I've never said a boo, never said a bad word to a vaccinated person, but the truth is they're the ones putting us at risk. I agree 100% with this lady, this wife of an NFL player. I agree 100%. It's vaccinated people that have made the big mistake, and they're putting the rest of us at risk. They're all carrying the big viral loads. They're all sick, and they're out and about thinking because they're vaccinated, they can just walk around and shake everybody's hand and hug everybody and act like everything's normal, and they're spreading COVID. And the unvaccinated people, or even better, the people who are unvaccinated because they've had COVID, have natural immunity. They're the ones that are safe. They're not spreading it to anybody. Which brings me to a very big point, and I'd love you to call up about this, all the vets out there, or active duty military if you're listening. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Toll free anywhere in the United States, 833-WAR-TALK. U.S. Pentagon officially announces all military personnel are required to get the Pfizer vaccine, and more than 800,000 service members out of around 1.4 million have not gotten their shots, and they could be court-martialed. The Army has the lowest vaccination rate, 40% fully vaccinated, 60% not. They could be court-martialed, just like Cole Beasley in the NFL is being persecuted because he won't take the vaccine. See, no one could persecute me. I've got my own radio show. I'm not bothering anybody. There's no boss to tell me a damn thing. But when you're an NFL player, you got bosses. You got owners, general managers, coaches. They're all dumb enough to take the vaccine. They want you to do the same stupid thing. But when it comes to the military, let me tell you what could happen here. And again, I talk in could happens, not will. I'm trying to be very moderate on this issue. If I wanted to be wild on this issue, I would tell you that I follow all these holistic doctors, and they say almost everyone who got the jab is going to die. They say the world, millions of people are about to die. And there's going to be a shortage of cops and firemen and teachers and doctors and nurses and construction workers and truck drivers, and the whole world's going to go to hell. I think that's kind of an extreme belief. Now, maybe they're right. Maybe they know, and I don't know. But I will tell you this. I do believe the jab, the COVID vaccine, is dangerous. And I do believe for some people it is going to kill them. I don't know what that percentage is. Maybe it's 5%, maybe it's 10%, maybe it's 50% are going to die. I don't know. I hope not, because a lot of those people are people I know and love and care for. So I don't want anybody to die from the COVID vaccine, but I do believe a lot of people are dying right now. They're dying in droves, and that's they just got vaccinated, and they're dropping dead, and they're calling it a heart attack, when in reality, it's the vaccine. So in time, many people are going to die of this vaccine. It's awful for your immune system, awful. And it triggers massive inflammation, and it creates blood clots. And so it's nothing but trouble for all your organs in your body. So when they say, these morons say the military has to take the vaccine. First of all, in the entire United States of America, how many people got sick in the military last year and how many died of COVID? Do you know the answer to that? I don't have it in front of me, but I saw it the other day. It's something like 100 people in the entire American military out of millions of personnel, 100 died of COVID. I mean, it's a tiny, tiny percentage. Do I want one to die? No. But it is a tiny, I think it was like 30 was the real number. In the whole world, all of our military personnel, lots of people probably got COVID. Now they've got natural immunity. None of them need the shot once you got natural immunity. None of them. But the shot could kill them. And being that so many holistic doctors that I trust believe this shot is dangerous and deadly, and 2 years and 3 years down the line, it's going to make a lot of people die and get very sick. And or get very sick. That means our entire military is in trouble. You know, out of 1.3 million members, what if 300,000 drop dead? Or what if 100,000 drop dead? And 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 more are very sick. They're just not capable of being in the military anymore, and they're gone. How are you going to replace all them? We're going to have an army of 200,000 men? You're putting the entire American military at risk. Who's going to fly the planes when the pilots are dead? Or sick? Not just dead, sick. I don't know how many people are going to die from this, but I think they're going to get autoimmune disease. I think they're going to get lupus and Hashimoto's disease and a thousand other autoimmune diseases. They're going to get massive shingles outbreaks and massive herpes outbreaks. That's what this vaccine does. They're going to get heart inflammation. They're going to get blood clots. They're going to get strokes. They're going to get heart attacks. Young, healthy military men are going to be badly, badly injured by this shot. So you tell me how we're going to be ready to fight a war against China and Russia or North Korea or Iran. How are we going to do that when the military is sick or dying or crippled permanently? Doesn't it seem like this is China's rainy dream? Doesn't it seem like somebody is paying the top officials in America and the top politicians of the Democrat Party to just destroy America, the American military, small business? Everything we love is being destroyed. Everything. Including the military. You can't give a risky experimental for emergency use vaccine to every member of the military, not knowing if they all could drop dead in the next 3 years. Why do the NFL players need it? None of them were sick. None of them died last year. There was one NFL player who died. This is crazy. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizedHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on, any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on, you know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, and tell him that you are a war. Buy one, get one free.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. My last segment of the night, just in time. I wouldn't have made it through another segment, I swear to you. People don't understand that, you know? They probably think, when did Wayne Root become a complainer? I'm not. I just use more energy per show than any host in the United States of America. And nobody else puts this kind of energy into a show. Every segment of every show, 3 hours a day. And if you do that, you get worn out real quick when the last hour and the last segment of the last hour comes up. I'm just exhausted. I give it up all for you guys, man. I give it all. I give 180% every show. I never show up and don't give 180%. But when I'm done, I'm exhausted, mentally and physically exhausted. It's a workout to try and go pedal to the metal, balls to the walls for 3 hours for you. Because I know, you know, I know that every minute of the show has to be entertaining because so many of you are only tuning in for 1 hour or 1.5 hour. And then you leave and you go home. You go to a supermarket, you make dinner, you hang out with your family, you put on a football game, whatever it is, you're not watching, you're not listening to every hour. So I feel like I have to make every minute of every hour the same. Just as high energy, just as entertaining. Just as passionate. Liberty Projects I'm passionate about, by the way. I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking this time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal since they're veterans, military veterans, and ranchers. They know about vets and horses. The Liberty Project adopts wild Mustangs from the Bureau of Land Management and works with military veterans to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. So everybody's helped. You're saving a horse's life from a life of misery in the wild. And you're saving the life of a veteran who might have PTSD, and working with horses and animals of all kinds totally softens them and changes their life. And since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans and help veterans and guide them and support them and assist them through the maze of post-military paperwork. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit them today at vetsandhorses.com. Vets and horses.com. So I just think, you know, at this moment in time, the idea that all military personnel are required to get a Pfizer vaccine is so dangerous and so wrong. These are the heroes that are fighting to get people out of Afghanistan against all odds. Well, the idiot in the White House, the feckless, weak, feeble idiot with diapers in the White House being fed baby food by Mommy Jill puts them in harm's way and makes their job impossible. There's no way to get everybody out by August 31st. It's impossible. But they're trying. But I want to get back to this idea that we're abandoning people, because it sure sounds like the spokesman, the press secretary for Biden, is admitting it. Less than 24 hours after White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki claimed that Americans stuck behind Taliban checkpoints in Afghanistan aren't stranded, she now admits it'll be impossible to get them all out of the country by the August 31st evacuation deadline. President Joe Biden refuses to extend the deadline. Why? Because his friends in the Taliban won't let him. And why is he doing all this? I think he left Afghanistan to hand the keys over to China. He is bought and paid for by the Chinese. This is what it looks like when the Chinese buy and bribe officials. And I'm sure they've done it in Australia, and I'm sure they've done it in New Zealand. They're wrecking their economies with lockdowns over one COVID infection. Man, they must be paying a lot in Australia and New Zealand. And I'm sure they're paying a lot to the Biden crime family, too. And so when asked whether the Biden administration expects to leave some Americans behind, Psaki said, we expect there could be some, but I'm not going to get into it further. So she's admitting some Americans will be left behind to the mercy of the most horrible terrorists anybody has ever seen. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirmed to lawmakers that many of the Americans attempting to reach the U.S. military in Kabul have suffered abuse at the Taliban's hands. And right now, there's somewhere around 3,000 to 5,000 still left behind. So Psaki's right. There'll be some Americans left behind. The White House knows it. The Pentagon knows it. And they're not willing to do anything to stop it. And then you think about the equipment. I mean, I know the people is the main thing, but what about the equipment he left behind? It just doesn't get any worse than this. Joe Biden left 300 times more guns to the militant Muslim extremists than those passed to the Mexican cartels in Obama's Fast and Furious program. And there are pallets of cash. The Taliban have been posting videos of pallets of cash and pallets of weapons, stacks of $100 bills. And the equipment supplied to the Taliban, 110 helicopters, 20 light attack airplanes, 42,000 light attack vehicles, 25,000 grenade launchers. This now makes the Taliban the 26th biggest military in the world. What we left behind, what you and I paid for, the American taxpayer, make the Taliban the 26th biggest military in the world. They're driving around with American uniforms and American guns in American tanks and American SUVs and flying American planes and helicopters. Biden must be removed from office immediately.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.